What's up, rock stars? I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and today it is your CNN 10 because it's hashtag Your Word Wednesday. Remember to keep an ear out to see if your vocab word helped us write today's show. We start right now. First, with politics. In a major move by the Biden administration, with fewer than 2 weeks left in office, President Joe Biden announced an executive action that permanently bans future offshore oil and gas leasing in parts of the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. That ban means huge areas of ocean off limits to oil companies from leasing for new drilling. Think the entire East Coast, the Eastern Gulf of Mexico, the coasts of Washington, Oregon, and California, and portions of Alaska's northern Bering Sea. To implement the ban, the Biden administration invoked the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, a law that gives presidents broad authority to limit federal waters from future oil and gas leasing. The law, however, does not give presidents explicit authority to revoke bans and place federal waters back into development. So future presidents, like President-elect Donald Trump, would have to get Congress to change the law first before the ban could be reversed. President Biden touted the bipartisan support for protecting coastlines from offshore drilling. But critics in the oil industry say the ban would severely limit its potential for future oil and gas exploration in new areas, hurting the industry's long-term ability to survive. Energy analysts told CNN the ban won't make much of a difference in U.S. oil production, which has only expanded in recent years. All right, it's something we joke about all the time when we say our phones are listening to us, right? But could it be true? Apple has agreed to pay $95 million in cash to settle a proposed class action lawsuit. Mobile device owners claim that Apple routinely recorded their private conversations after they voice-activated Siri by accident, and the conversations were disclosed to third parties like advertisers. In agreeing to settle, Apple denied wrongdoing or violating users' privacy. It's an important concern as technology takes bigger roles in our everyday lives. One plaintiff in the class action suit said he got ads for a brand name surgical treatment having what he thought was a private conversation with his doctor. The number of people involved in the class action suit is estimated in the tens of millions. So folks might end up getting about $20 per Siri-enabled device like an iPhone or Apple Watch. Pop quiz hot shot. What band can claim to be the only one to have performed on all seven continents? The Beatles, Metallica, Radiohead, or Coldplay? Nothing else matters if you said Metallica. Ride that lightning. If you didn't, sad but true, Metallica rocked on all seven continents, yes, including Antarctica, all in the same year. Fade to black. Now to a story about a company that's looking to use music as medicine to treat people with health challenges. We all know music has that ability to transform our mindset, right? Athletes know that when that one song hits, you feel like you could run through a brick wall. Ultimately, music can affect our bodies too. Well, a company in Toronto called Lucid is using technology to find out how some good vibrations might actually be able to heal us. CNN's Claire Duffy shows us how they're combining facial mapping software, artificial intelligence, and music to create a treatment for patients.
Today, I'm participating in a scientific test, one that will measure my brain waves, my heart rate, and my cortisol levels, the hormone released in the body in response to stress.
64 electrodes that are being fitted to your cap. Yosef is applying gel. That's going to help with the conductivity.
Feels weird.
the cool gel is a weird feeling.
It's all to find out how my body reacts to music. Toronto-based company Lucid is conducting the research as they try to turn music into medicine to treat anxiety and other mental health conditions.
I think we all sort of have this intuition that music has really powerful influence mm-hmm. over our emotions. And you're a trained musician. Mm-hmm. Did you know when you started this journey that there was also science to support that?
I did not. If I'm being honest with you, I just knew how it felt, right? Like as a musician, it's all about the feeling.
Aaron LeBay, the company's co-founder, says his own mental health struggles led him to starting the company.
a big part of the mental health, like, healing journey is starting to question, like, why do I feel this way? Why am I experiencing these symptoms? And then for me, that led to, like, why is music helping?
So they began developing therapeutic products that combined artificial intelligence, facial recognition, and music.
There's so many different factors and data points, and right. Everyone's reaction is different. I have friends who, you know, make almost like a disgust-looking face when the right music is on, like stank face phenomenon.
That's and exactly what I thought. Yeah, was stank
yeah.
face.
And then there's like people who just like, you know, like laugh and sing and all these other things.
Girl, that's driving me mad. Their current product, Resonance RX, uses facial mapping software to determine how patients are responding to recognizable songs, and then uses AI to develop what they hope will be the perfect individualized playlist to help relieve agitation and stress among people dealing with memory loss disorders.
How did you decide on Alzheimer's and dementia patients as the first population that you were focused on serving?
You go to hospice, or you go to long-term care, or you'd go to retirement communities, and they'd have musicians come in, right? They'd have music therapists on staff, right? Everybody loved music. You know, we're looking at a modality that's generally safe, right? The side effects are dancing, right? And so we had to look in our study and go, okay, how could we control for whether or not people are falling when they're dancing?
Oh, well, you're working with elderly populations.
Yeah, I mean,
that makes sense.
We joke about it and we laugh and everybody else laughs. So it's like, it's still a risk.
Yeah.
But that's kind of it.
The treatment is only available to be administered by licensed mental health clinicians. But based on the success of Resonance, Lucid is now exploring how to apply AI and music to improve mental health care for other populations, like young adults.
We're seeing the signature of a relaxation response in the heart. We're also seeing it in some of the brain waves that you see below.
Okay.
We're getting slower waves than what we saw at the beginning.
Replacement of medication is not something that we're necessarily advocating for. Instead of us just saying, well, here's your meds, go home. Now we've got this experiential thing that is helping them, right? While they're also getting the other elements of their care.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. Rats that not only can drive, they prefer to drive as they go and chase that cheese. A study at the University of Richmond is finding that these rodents during lab studies aren't corybantic behind the wheel. They're actually really good at drivers. Our Henry Zaris gives us a squeak peek at this rat-ically cool lab discovery.
This is the moment a rat presses the lever in its tiny car, driving towards a tasty treat. A developing study which began over 5 years ago at the University of Richmond has just revealed that rats can not only be trained to drive, but also seem to enjoy it.
So we had these indications that they enjoyed driving because they would jump in the car and rev the engine. But another little preliminary test that we did last summer was allowing the animals to either walk or drive to the Fruit Loop tree where they get their Fruit Loops. Day after day, week after week, they would see the car, run to the car, jump into the car, and drive. So they went out of their way to drive. It suggests that they prefer the driving over walking.
Kelly and her team observed that human neurons are similar to rat neurons, meaning we can learn a lot about ourselves by studying rodent models.
Anticipation. I think that's a critical kind of component of our brain lives. And I think has some profound lessons, especially as we're living in this world of immediate gratification.
The experiment opens up several avenues for further exploration, such as testing if rats show competitiveness when racing against each other, and if this model can be replicated in other animals.
So any animal that can make an association between a reward and engage in a behavior to activate the vehicle can learn this.
Those things might end up taking the term rat race to a whole new level. Thanks to all of you for submitting multitudinous exemplary words for Your Word Wednesday on my @CoyWire social accounts. Today's winner is Mr. Wesselman's class in Remsen, Iowa for submitting corybantic, an adjective meaning wild or frenzied. Thanks for making us smarter today, all my Hawks at Remsen St. Mary's. Our school shout out today goes to Patriot High School in Jarupa Valley, California. Rise up, warriors. Thanks to everyone for subscribing and commenting on our CNN10 YouTube channel. For your shout-out requests, you rock. We'll see you tomorrow right here on CNN10.